Hi, everybody. Welcome to a fabulous Zeta Global Radio show on Saturday, October 17th. I am Lainey Savante-Walken here, and we have an amazing show today. We are talking about clearing energies and what that looks like. In fact, our entire day today is talking about energies, good, bad, and the other, because we have a special treat today. Instead of doing our normal positive news segment, which we talk about all these great events happening from all over the world, we actually have a guest calling in. We have Amy Gessel, who's a PR manager from the Lantern Fest, here with us to talk about this great event. I know you've seen us on Zeta Global Radio talking about the Lantern Fest and all the great, exciting opportunities to attend and actually win tickets on our radio show. But here with us is Amy, who's going to talk more about the whole background and what this incredible, widely, highly anticipated event is all about. So Amy, welcome to the show.
Thanks. Good to be here.
Excellent. So tell us, you're representing Lantern Fest. That's an organization. Is it? Tell us sort of the whole umbrella, who you guys are and how this great event came to be.
Yeah, great. So the Lantern Fest is one of the few events that we run. The company is actually Sacklunch Productions, but Lantern Fest is one of those events. And the Lantern Fest is actually my favorite one because people do have a very emotional connection with it at times, and they can just make it whatever they want. Like, if you're there just for fun, that's great. But if you're there for something bigger or because you're celebrating the life of a loved one or something like that, then they're welcome too, and everyone just comes together.
Well, I love that. You know, here on this show, Amy, we are a conscious radio show. We talk about all things positive that expand us and bring people more into who they are so they can be better for themselves and the community. So we are always showcasing events worldwide that emphasize that, allow people to have that great experience. And so when we heard about Lantern Fest, we were so, I won't pardon the pun, lit up about it because of what you're just talking about. It's for everyone, and you can go there and really experience a letting go, intentionalizing dreams or any of those things. So we're super excited. How long has this been going on?
Yeah, our first event was actually just early last year. And then since then, we've had almost 20 events around the country, and so far it's been really well received.
Wow. And do you have those in every part of the country, or you have various spots, or how do you determine where people can partake in Lantern Fest?
Yeah, well, we work very closely with, firstly, fire marshals and the people in the local community to make sure that it's a good area for the event and that it's safe. And yeah, so that's usually what we start with. But we have had them all over the country. We're based in Salt Lake, so we've had one in Salt Lake, a couple in the West Colorado Springs, Spokane. But we've also had them all through the country. We've had some in Omaha. And then one of the more recent ones was in the Pocono Mountains on the East Coast.
Oh, wow. That's exciting. Well, for the listeners who listen to Zeta Global Radio, we are based out of Albuquerque, New Mexico, so we're excited about Lantern Fest coming here November 14th, and we'll talk more about that and how to win tickets. And tell us a little bit about what people can expect. Is it a one-ticket price, or tell us sort of the vision? You know, once we purchase a ticket, what's in store for us?
Great. So we really pride ourselves in being a family-friendly event. It kind of separates us from other festivals that you would go to. We are very family-oriented. So with the tickets, there's lots of activities for kids, and kids' tickets are really cheap, so that's good to encourage families to come and get into the community. So we have inflatables, princesses will come, balloon artists, there's a stage show. We're also really excited because we started working with Rock and Art Fusion as part of that stage show, and they'll be in Albuquerque and some of our other events around the country.
Excellent. Well, Rock and Art Fusion, of course, is near and dear to my heart, and we're excited for Albuquerque, and I know we just talked about Spokane. I'm sorry, Spokane listeners. We're gonna rock it out. out for you there, as well as Colorado Springs, from our understanding that we'll be there, and really looking forward to participating in this event. And I'm glad you mentioned that it's family oriented, because people have written into the radio show and have asked me, is this sort of like Burning Man, or is it more of a generality? Because we see all these people doing great bonfire dancing, which of course got us excited, because Rock and Art Fusion is going to be doing just that for everybody. But is it like a Burning Man, or it's more just people all gathering in community as one?
Yeah, it's definitely more of a community event. We do, like I said, we encourage families to come. We keep prices low for kids. We have lots of kids' activities. Obviously, the highlight of the whole event is the lantern release after sunset. But leading up to that, gates open at 1 p.m. So there's all kinds of activities for everyone in the community. And that's what's so unique about this event, is you can have senior citizens sitting next to students, sitting next to a family of four, and everyone is having the same experience and enjoying it equally as much.
Excellent. Well, everybody, Zeta Global Radio will be out at some of these locations live. I'm myself going to be with my crew out there and interviewing people and getting their thoughts and feelings on what is happening for them, why they're there, what are they releasing into the sky with their lantern, and how much they're enjoying their s'mores, which I know comes with their kit. So for more information, tell us, Amy, how to buy tickets.
Okay, so you can just go to our website, which is the, lanternfest.com, and there you'll find all of our different locations that are coming up this fall, and pretty soon we'll be updating our locations for 2016 as well.
Oh, that's excellent. Okay, and you can always check back here on our ZGR Facebook page with more ways to win tickets, and stay tuned. We'll have a lot more on the Lantern Fest. Amy, thank you so much for being here today, and I look forward to meeting you at one of these wonderful events.
Yeah, me too. Thanks.
Excellent. We're going to take a break here, and when we come back, we will begin the rest of the show with our wonderful special guest here today, Anne O'Brien. We'll be right back. Hi, everyone. Savante here, and we have a very special show next week in studio, Florida Mayo, a beautiful woman of prayer, talking just about that and how powerful it is for all of us to connect into the divine. Join us next Saturday on Zeta Global Radio.
Edgewood Acupuncture Wellness, offering all of your one-stop wellness needs, including acupuncture, Chinese herbal medicine, NAET allergy elimination treatment, massage therapy, chiropractic, nutritional, herbal, and wellness counseling. It's full comprehensive care for the entire family. We're conveniently located next to Tractor Supply Company in Edgewood, New Mexico. Dr. Ann Losi, DOM, has been practicing for 12 years in the Edgewood area. Edgewood Acupuncture Wellness also features Dr. Heath Alvedrez, DC Chiropractic Adjustments, Chandra Martin, Massage Therapy, and Rachel Irwin, also Massage Therapy. We offer sliding scale fees for acupuncture, and our chiropractic adjustments are only $30. Again, come visit Edgewood Acupuncture Wellness, offering all of your one-stop wellness needs.
Dr. Lori Eanes and 101 Integrative Health are giving you the opportunity for an inside look at your optimal well-being. A very special journey awaits you in their upcoming 5-day program of health rejuvenation at the awe-inspiring MAGA Retreat Center in Sedona, Arizona, October 21st through the 25th. Declutter and detox from life's routine with medicinal foods, therapeutic massages, customized fitness and nutrition sessions, Tao yoga, and meditation exercises. You'll also receive an extensive health and lifestyle assessment from Dr. Lori, a 14-year medical practitioner who has treated nearly 50,000 patients. Only a few openings left to experience the transformation of a lifetime. To register and for more information, call 505-797-7891. That's 505-797-7891. Or you can visit Dr. Lori's website at drlorienes.com. That's Dr. LoriEanes.com. Hello, everyone. It's Lainey Savante Wolken here. Welcome to October 17th, Zeta Global Radio. I'm so glad to have this show. We talk about many subjects here, and one of the things we haven't yet spoken about on the show is about the topic of clearing energies. And with that, I mean, sometimes you walk into a room and you feel some energies going on, and all of a sudden you're sad or you're cold or you're angry, and you might not even realize that you may be picking up someone else's energy. And this may be old hat for some of us who've been doing this a while. And for those of you who didn't even know that that's possible, this is a show for you and for those who've been clearing energies all day long for years on end. So I'm bringing a astounding team together who have all been working with energies for a while, and they're all going to bring their different perspectives to the show and offer their gifts to you today. So I'm very excited with our first guest to introduce Anne O'Brien. She is a clairvoyant life coach, energy healer, and teacher. She has a grounded, practical approach which empowers you to find your joy, trust, and hope, and make sense of your life and turn on your power to create. And she has a creative background herself in poetry, music, and dance, and passion about nutrition and spirituality in the body. So she is a well-rounded individual. She's also a wonderful mother and a terrific person to start off the show. So welcome here to Zeta Global Radio, Anne. Glad to have you here.
Thank you so much. It's an honor to be here.
Awesome. And people here know me as Savante as well, so that's all good. I know that some people call me Lainey and a lot of people call me Savante. So whatever you're comfortable with today, and we'll just get right into it. So I know you can speak on many subjects, but today I think we should maybe just get into this whole idea of clearing energy and what you do and what comes about, but maybe even back up a little bit and talk about your background and a little bit about your world, which makes you an energy healer and allowing you to sort of be a navigator of energies as well.
Oh, thank you. Great question. So I started young. I started when I was 14 studying metaphysics and started meditating at age 18. And I did it really to understand my sensitivity because I felt so much and I really couldn't process everything I was feeling. And I thought, well, if I can learn meditation, if I can learn certain techniques to find peace, I'll be better off. So that's kind of how I started. And I was also obsessed with astrology and tarot. You know, that would be another conversation. But learning about my own sensitivity was a really big thing for me. And I remember after I had meditated for a while, I found this clairvoyant training program and training in energy healing. And one of the things I learned at that time was that so much of what I was feeling all those years wasn't even mine to begin with. And it was this huge light bulb went off and, oh my gosh, I'm not crazy. I'm just sensitive. And so from there, I learned techniques to clear. And then I became passionate about helping other people because I saw a lot of other people in that same boat or, you know, some degree of that.
Thank you for that. That's probably the very thumbnail sketch. And now that you actually do it as a profession and, you know, a dharmic platform for, you know, service to others, it's just amazing. So let's kind of get right into it. You know, what does it mean exactly? I know I use the brief analogy of walking into a room, but we can talk about that in as far as you want to delve into, like, where are these energies coming from that we need to clear and what is that all about?
Yeah. So I love what you talked about walking into a room. That's common. You know, my teacher used to say you walk into a bank and you have plenty of money and all of a sudden you're in line behind somebody who's going bankrupt and you're like, oh my gosh, you know, do I have enough money? Can I pay the rent? Right. So that's one example. Or going into rush hour traffic and I've been there, like I was in a good mood. I got in my car within 10 minutes. I'm furious and I don't know why, because I'm surrounded by all these people that are probably commuting every day in that rush hour traffic and they're angry. So that certainly happens.
And then you're picking it up. Is that what's happening? It's like,
yeah,
you're in rush hour and you're feeling the energy all around you and it's not good. So we are like antennas in a way.
Yeah, it's like we're a radio. One of the techniques I give people is like, imagine you have a radio dial in your head and everybody's psychic and everybody does this all the time. We just don't realize it. And you can imagine you have a channel for mom and a channel for dad and channel for your boss, your clients, your children, whoever's important in your life. And then, you know, you have a channel for the environment you're in, your neighborhood, your city, the media, the government. You have a channel for everything. And what are you tuned to? And so a fun thing to do when you're, like, overwhelmed or you're feeling something you don't like, you say, okay, where's my channel? Where's my higher self? Where's my own inner voice? And pick a number. It's just kind of a fun little playful thing, but it works for people.
That's a really good, easy technique. And I think that's great, is to give people on this show who are listening a little bit of a toolbox to work with that. And even if you woke up and you had, like, for instance, you woke up and all night you had horrendous dreams and nothing made sense or whatever it just puts you in a state that's not most auspicious for the day. What's a good technique really to begin your day, even with clearing energies of the night?
Yeah, that's a big one. So, you know, a lot of times it starts the night before. It starts with how you went to bed.
Yes.
First thing I would say, you know, be careful with that. But let's say it already happened and you're already waking up. So there's different meditation techniques I use. And I know we talked about that. I might share some of that with listeners at some point on our show today. But the first thing I would say is simply grounding, you know, from your hips. Imagine a big tree trunk or a waterfall from your hips down to the center of the earth. And you can close your eyes and just imagine that you're dumping out whatever came up for you, whatever you picked up, and then also call your energy back. And it's always that process of clearing out and replenishing, because a lot of people, they clear, they don't replenish, and then they stay sort of vulnerable to whatever. So it's really about keep filling in. Even if you don't know what you want to fill in with, I use the visual of a sun. Like, everybody pretty much loves the sun and just can feel empowered by bringing in this radiant light. So bringing that in and then grounding. Those are like my two basic things for any kind of, you know, clearing and coming back to balance.
Is that the sort of technique that you can use as well? For instance, if somebody calls you and they and you're in a great space and they call you and completely just start venting and dumping and just projecting, and you're just like left, like barely able to breathe, like hit like a ton of bricks. So, like, you know, what does somebody do with that?
Right. Okay. So I have another little tool for that. I hope you don't mind. I'm giving a lot of little tools here.
Oh, give all the tools you want. The more, in fact, we'll even post some of them later after this on the Facebook page for Zeta Global Radio.
Oh, cool. Yeah. So if you're getting vented at, so the grounding thing I just shared, the tree trunk or waterfall, grounding the hips to the center of the earth, sunshine filling in. I would do that every day, whether you have a problem or not, you know, first thing in the morning if you can, end of the day, whenever you can. But if, let's say you're in that situation, you're like, oh my God, I'm getting bulldozed. The thing that I use, the technique, is what we call a protection rose. And it's not a wall. It's not a shield. It's a very friendly image. If you can picture, everybody loves a rose. It's a nice, big, fluffy, open image. And you imagine it's just outside your energetic field. So for most people, that's about 3 feet out, give or take. And it's not important getting it exactly. But imagine that rose just, you know, on the edge of your own field. And then imagine it's facing outward. And so whatever energy comes your way will go into the rose. It's almost like, it's like a decoy. It's like, look at the rose, don't look at me. And it's like a sponge. And it's actually an ancient symbol that represents being unique and yet part of the whole. And I've done this with people in workshops, and we've actually done the very thing you just suggested on purpose. So I'll pair people up and I'll say, you know, person A, go ahead and vent on person B and just, you know, go on a rant, tell them some problem you're having. If you don't want to tell your personal problem, make it up. So they'll go, and then the person listening, I can see they're like, oh my God, they either want a different personality. Some people want to jump in and fix it to make it better so they feel better. Some want to run away. Some get really tense in their body. And then we do the protection rose. And then I teach them, okay, now try it again with the rose. And the people who are on the listening, on the receiving end, once they have the rose, they say, oh my gosh, I could just listen. I didn't need to run away. I actually felt empathy. I felt compassion. I felt closer to the person. So even though you think of it's a protection technique, it actually is a technique for really having that healthy boundary, allows us to have really healthy relationship and connection.
Wow. That's terrific. Is there any part of the work that you do where you have people write, or that freeform writing or journaling or anything? Does that help in clearing energies? And some people have said to burn the letter. You know, I just wanted to kind of see if you've used that in any of the works that you do with your clients.
Yeah. We do a lot of writing in my workshops. and I find it it is a bit of a mental space. So I go from there, I typically go into meditation or sometimes even movement or yoga or something. But I find it is great to get things out. And there's a great forgiveness practice I did. I don't know if you know the book Calling in the One. Years ago, I was single and I wrote this letter to an ex-boyfriend based on the advice in the book. Like, if you want to call in love, then write a letter of forgiveness to somebody who you've been holding a grudge. And I did it. And within moments of finishing this letter, this guy walked up to me. I was at a car wash and he asked me out. So I think it worked. I must have cleared something.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. That's pretty awesome. Now, we don't get into, or we haven't, I guess, this far, talked too much about entities or dark forces or black energies. And, you know, maybe we have about 2 minutes left before we need to take a break here, but maybe you could touch on that a little bit, because I do know that some people, if they're creeped out by a horror movie or whatever it is going on in the world, or they read bad news or listen to bad news that's talking about something horrendous, you know, there's an energy present. So maybe for a minute, maybe let's just speak on that and then we'll take a break.
One of my favorite subjects in 2 minutes. Okay. So yeah, a lot of people are vulnerable to entities. Some of us are more so than others. Those of us that are real creative types are more so than others. If you have addictions, or, you know, just to be aware of things like sugar, caffeine, alcohol tend to take you out of the body. And so when you're out of the body, you're more susceptible to entities. A lot of times the entities are ancestral beings, or, you know, not so much from a horror movie, but a lot of people are carrying around entities that are passed on in their family line that come with old, unhealthy patterns of behavior that you're so familiar. It's like a fish can't tell you about water.
Sure, it's like the programming.
Yeah, and yeah. Some of it's actually biochemical, and I think when we have bugs in our gut, we actually can connect to entities in the body that give us a psychic state of cloudiness or negativity or whatnot.
Wow, that's amazing. I know as well, just by talking about this, that is obviously, that's an entire show just to talk about those energies. But I have to say, you did that pretty quickly. We're going to take a break. We'll have more in a moment with Anne O'Brien, and stick around. We're going to be talking the whole day about different people's techniques about clearing energies and feeling pristine. We'll be back in a moment.
Zeta Global Radio is a proud sponsor of the upcoming November 14th Lantern Fest, taking place at the Sandia Speedway. Listen in today to our positive news segment and post on our ZGR Facebook page which story interested you the most and why. One lucky winner will win a pair of tickets to the hottest event coming to the 505. Let your light shine here on Zeta Global Radio and the Lantern Fest.
The Albuquerque Tarot Meetup Group is proud to announce their upcoming Tarot Symposium, Lifting the Veil, October 31st through November 1st. Open to all levels of readers, join top presenters Cheryl Ryder, who will be teaching a workshop on lifting the veil to reveal hidden meanings with the tarot card reversals. Stuart Warren will share his Tarot of the Alchemist as outlined in the Azoth workshop. Poet Jules Nyquist will be leading a workshop on writing from the tarot, as well as artist Denise Weaver Ross, who will be leading a session on drawing the tarot, art and meditation, in addition to showcasing her one-person show, House of Cards, the Whole Deck Art Exhibit. Don't miss this incredible event, all taking place at Tortuga Gallery. Registration is only $80 and includes light meals. Limited seating to this incredible gathering, so visit meetup.com and look up the Albuquerque Tarot Meetup Group and RSVP yes.
Hello and blessings, ZGR listeners. I'm Tom Carlson from Tech Love in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Tech Love is a conscious community of light center located in the heart of Knob Hill. Our space offers a warm and inviting setting for all of your gatherings. We invite and enjoy hosting pilgrims who are guided in the oneness throughout the world. From meditation and channeling groups, drum circles, kirtans, and other healing events, we are here as a physical location to draw people into communication with their higher purpose, oneness. If you're coming through New Mexico or already here, visit us at 3901 Central Avenue Northeast, just east of Carlisle, or visit us on the web, techlove.us. Namaste.
Welcome back to Zeta Global Radio. I am Savante here with Anne O'Brien, clairvoyant life coach and energy healer, meditation teacher, and a whole lot more. If you were just tuning in to our last segment, we were talking about ways to clear energies, and we actually touched on such big topics that we kind of rushed it in, but we want to go ahead and expand on some of them because they're so incredibly important. And really where we left off was a big subject about entities and energies, and you know, some would call it black magic, dark forces, whatever you like to say. But one of the things that I wanted that spoke to me in all that you were saying, particularly maybe we can expand upon it, is the idea of the lineage and how people come in and have energies that may be attached to the lineage or to the, you know, their past lives or any of these things. I know some of people, this is totally new ground that we're covering, and others, this is, you know, they walk the conscious world of knowing that we do have past lives. So maybe let's go there a little bit, if you're okay with that.
Okay. So where do you want to start?
Well, I think maybe just share with the audience a little bit about that energy of past lineage and what that means, like what's been your experience and the sort of practice you have with your clients on how to support people. Because first off, I would think just identifying alone where the energy is coming from. And I know with working with people with addictions, like you've talked about portals and ways that it gets in. So I think all of that's really fascinating, and I'll just let you go and wherever you want to expand, we're up for it here.
Okay, great. I find that most of the time when somebody has a health challenge that won't go away or a relationship challenge that they feel really stuck on, it's a lineage thing. And a lot of times it comes down to that, what I talked about, unforgiveness. And so maybe it's actually back down the line somewhere. And I'll do this technique in a clairvoyant reading. Well, I'll look for my client. If, say, we've been working on something for months and it seems like it's still stuck, I'll say, well, let me just, you know, look down the line and I'll imagine the lineage, and I'll sometimes get a sense, okay, five generations back, I can see like person A, B, C, and I go grandmother, great grandmother, whatever. And okay, I see it's male. I see it's on this side, and I'll see often a black energy or something, and I'll get a sense, okay, there was a trauma of some sort. And often there's things in people's lineages that nobody wants to talk about, and then they, you know, continue to affect us. And because it wasn't talked about, it's sort of like that pink elephant in the room, they say don't look. So it could be a suicide or a death in the family or a betrayal or incest or you know, loss of a child or something really intense. Somebody went bankrupt. And so all of a sudden there's all this shame and trauma and darkness, and then all the feelings that get passed on, and they actually affect us genetically, biochemically, as well as then those ancestors that are stuck. Because if people die in trauma, or if they've died in unforgiveness, then they want to continue to try and make peace with it. And often they want to make peace by hanging out around the ancestor or, you know, those next down the line and trying to make it better in some way. Does that make sense at all?
Yeah, absolutely. Without question. And so when people come to you, it's because they're not feeling great or they're not feeling well. And so then you work with them and kind of do a sort of a multi-universal world scan of this person.
Right. Like, why am I always afraid? Why am I always protecting myself? Why am I afraid somebody's going to take something from me? And then I'm like, it doesn't make sense. And so I go, okay, well, five generations back, somebody stole all your great-grandfather's money, or, you know, there was something like that that nobody talked about. And then it's like, oh, okay. Or a woman, you know, can't open up sexually, and you look, oh, you know, three generations back there was incest that nobody talked about, and it's stored in her body, but it didn't happen to her, so to speak. Mm. And then we clear it, and then she can start to open up for herself.
So this is not the same as past life regression going into that, or is it? Just so for clarity for the audience.
Right. It's not past life regression. I do read past lives clairvoyantly, but I don't take people back. And in the cases that those examples I just gave, it's not about the person's soul. It's about their ancestors and, you know, the lineage that went before them.
I can only imagine when people come to see you and do this work with you on clearing energies that it is a completely liberating experience, mostly from the for what I'm tuning into is just a forgiving of self, that all this time they've thought something was wrong with them and they blame themselves maybe, but then they find it had nothing to do with them.
Right. And they try to figure it out through psychotherapy and other means, and they just keep beating their head against the wall. And then what I do is I'll send light, and I'll visualize sending this golden light and love and forgiveness back through the lineage. And I see souls get free. I see spirits that have passed over, that people sometimes think, oh, if somebody's on the other side, they're in pure bliss, love, and light. And ideally that would be so, and that's our true nature. But even on the other side, souls can be stuck and they can be struggling. And so I do healings on those souls, and that can affect the people who came, you know, after them. And it also can bring a lot of peace to those who are still in body and go, oh, it's nice to know she's okay now. And sometimes I can't do it. You know, sometimes they need to have their process, and I see, well, they're really working through their stuff and they're not really interested in healing right now.
Right. Well, interestingly, the next thing I wanted to ask you, and you touched on it earlier, was the idea of substance and addictions and alcohol, drugs, etc., being portals for entities. And I think that's an extremely important topic. And even if we, you know, touch for a few minutes on that, I think that's this would be a great time, because obviously so many people are dealing with that. I mean, we live in a city that is plagued by meth and alcoholism, and we really we see the dark energies abound, and you know, there's constant clearing work. So I think this is a great segue into that, if you will.
Yeah, oh gosh, there's so much to say. But yeah, but those of us that are more like psychically sensitive, we tend to get overwhelmed. We tend to go into pain and overwhelm, and I can't handle everything I'm feeling. I can't process everything I'm feeling. And, you know, at the same note, we tend to be more susceptible to the entities plugging in. And so those two things combined makes us want to go grab a drink or grab a cup of coffee or sugar or whatnot to make it all feel better. And also what I see, it's kind of comical actually, is these entities that come in that are of a lower vibration. And there's many entities, for the record, that are of a wonderful high vibration that are helpful. So I don't mean to alarm people or scare people, but those of a lower vibration, sometimes it's like they were alcoholic in the body and they want to get higher. They want, you know, they want the drug, they want the drink. And so they'll hang around bars and they'll hang around people that are susceptible, and it's like the entity that wants to drink, it's not even the person in the body, it's the energy that comes through them that wants to get high again and feel better.
Wow. So again, it may not be yours, it may be yours. I've had the experience with people who have been involved with alcohol and drugs and such, and you know, I've wanted to share with them that this is like it's like making your temple porous, like you've created pockets for absorption of things that don't serve you. And I would love for these people, I mean, that's always my desire, especially with this radio show, is to provide platforms for people, no matter what they're going through, no matter where they are on the planet, to meet people like you who do the work to assist them. And you can work with anybody by phone, or how does it work for someone who's hearing this show right now and wanting to spend time with you and maybe address some of the issues we're talking about today?
Yes, I work by phone and Skype. And so I work with people anywhere in the world, and they can go to floweringsoul.com and click on private sessions and learn about how that works.
Okay, great. And I know we want to talk about a few more techniques, and then in the next segment, I think it'll be exciting. We'll be talking about, we won't be talking, we'll be listening to you give a meditation. But why don't we take the time right now to talk about your retreat coming up? And let me just say, I'm very excited here living in New Mexico that you are coming from California to bring to the Land of Enchantment an exciting retreat. So let's talk about what you're offering anybody who wants to come experience some one-on-one and group time with you, Anne.
Yeah, so it'll be 4 days of 3 nights, and we're renting a 1,200-acre ranch between Santa Fe and Taos, so in the clear, wide, open space, because any of us that are sensitive or just have a full, busy life, it's so incredibly healing just to go into where there's physically space. So So that's part of it. And then throughout the 4 days, three nights, we're going to be looking at finding your life of enchantment, which is, for me, it's about finding the wonder, the magic in your life, and also kickstarting your power to create your life. And where a lot of people think this is about manifesting and making something happen, we're really going to look at three pillars of creation, three aspects of our creative process, one being letting go. So we're going to look at forgiveness and prayer and energy clearing and what are you releasing, and then moving into what are you creating and getting all fired up and getting excited and our creative juices flowing. And then we're going to get into stabilizing and grounding and nurturing. And we're going to do that through meditation, through energetic clearing, through physical movement, because I believe body is an important part of it. So yoga, Pilates, some dance, some writing, and then we're going to have a field trip to a local healing sanctuary. We're going to be 10 minutes from the hot springs if people would like a little pampering and massage or spa treatment and good food and peaceful, beautiful accommodations. So love to have them check that out.
Well, I think that's all very exciting. We are have been talking about it on our Facebook page and little snippets in our news, because we believe this is absolutely part of positive news that people come, and if they want to experience not only the retreat that you're having, but to experience the energies of New Mexico. And you're right, even on your website, you talk about our vast blue skies, our pristine air and magical light. And, you know, I don't think anyone can beat our skies. I look forward to seeking other places in the world that can have skies like ours, but it truly is a magical place. Howard and I enjoy living here very much and producing Zeta Global Radio out, and having people like you bringing retreats like this here. I think it's going to be sensational, and I hope everyone can attend. Is it limited space, or where are we at in that? I don't know. I know it's a wonderful 4 day, three night experience. Is it limited in terms of seating? Okay, or space?
It is. Well, as of the recording of this show, we have 4 rooms left. So by the time we air, it may be, you know, we will see if we have space. So.
Okay. Well, perfect. And do you do this once a year, or is this just as you're divinely guided to create them?
Well, this is my first in 5 years, because I have a 3-year-old now. And so
yes.
I do foresee I'll be doing it more. This is like my big break from the family for the first time in 3 years. I'll be traveling by myself. So.
Oh, well, it'll be an experience on many levels. I hear you entirely. Well, we're going to take a break. We get to enjoy Anne for one more session here. So everyone take a brief pause, listen to our beautiful advertisers, visit floweringsoul.com, and we will be right back. Zeta Global Radio wants to thank you for listening over our first 5 months. We've had many great shows, from filmmakers making a great impact on the big screen, to learning about why we dream the way we do, to powerful leaders who are making big differences in the world of nonprofits. We invite you to go back and listen to all of our show archives at bbsradio.com/ZGR or our brand new Zeta Continuum YouTube channel. Listen while you work and be inspired. We always invite you to contact us at info@thelabnm.com or our Zeta Global Radio Facebook page with your feedback on how we're doing, a suggested story, or to be part of our positive news segment covering dynamic events and news from all over the globe. We look forward to bringing you more compelling speakers, authors, and topics that expand us all and unites us as one.
Conscious media maven Jackie Lapin invites you to explore luminaryvoices.com. Are you a booking agent, festival promoter, or organization looking for the best in spiritual and conscious presenters? Or are you that incredible speaker or performer looking to reach a worldwide audience that's awakening and ready to experience your divine gifts? Visit luminaryvoices.com, Lapin's newest and exciting web portal dedicated to conscious messengers. To join, visit luminaryvoices.com or contact them to book a presenter today. I'm Howard Wolkin, and I produce the Zeta Global Radio Show. In addition, I'm a 30-year veteran of the music business coming from New York City. Jackie represents my spiritual EDM project, Bison. She's an amazing force in the spiritual community, and I'm thrilled to be counted amongst her roster.
On November 14th at the Sandia Speedway, the Lantern Fest Albuquerque will join thousands together with beautiful lanterns for one unforgettable spectacle.
There will be music, dancing, s'mores, and when the time is just right, we will light the sky with our highest hopes and dreams. Sign up now before tickets are sold out. When you register, you'll receive a lantern, marker, and all the ingredients necessary to make delicious s'mores.
All ages are welcome. Visit thelanternfest.com to sign up today. Welcome back to the show on Zeta Global Radio. I am Lainey Savante-Wolkin here with Anne O'Brien. And this is our last segment, and we've been speaking today on clearing energies and incredible techniques and why we need to clear energies and where they come from or possible avenues. And Anne, welcome back. And thank you so much for sharing. You have a whole plethora of magical tools in your box there to really support people. So I'm really thrilled. And of course, you're having an incredible retreat here, October 22nd through 25th. And you can also, if you haven't been to floweringsoul.com yet, please do so. And then we'll also have information on the Zeta Global Radio Facebook page. So in this last time together, Anne, why don't we just talk a little bit more about some techniques and thoughts, and then maybe a beautiful meditation as another way to clear out some energies from our body.
I would love that. I just wanted to say the first thing that people find extremely helpful as a general rule of thumb in daily life, how do you know? Like, you know, in rush hour traffic, or if you just wake up with, you know, nightmares, whatever, you know, that's not yours probably. But in daily life, sometimes we, you know, beat our heads up against the wall because we have this obsessive thought or problem we're trying to solve, or we have this emotion that we can't seem to process. Like if you're crying, you don't feel better, or you're angry and you can't shake it and you don't know why. So my rule of thumb is when you can't process it and you can't turn it off, it's not yours. And people find that so refreshing. And so when it's not yours, you can do the technique we're about to do. You can do a meditation and simply clear it. And by contrast, if it is yours, you'll know because you can cry and feel better, or you process and you feel, ah, that was cathartic, or you express the anger and you get it off your chest and you're better, or it's a problem, you find like a creative solution. You're like, wow, that was hard, but I did it and I feel good about it, versus a problem you can never fix and it keeps you up at night. So I just want to offer that as a tip for how to know when you need to clear energy before we even learn to, you know, before we do the clearing.
Thank you for that. Yeah, I think that's fantastic. I've had somebody on the show who, Dr. Caroline Wheeler, she's a sleep doctor, a phenomenal being. She's out of Europe, and she was just sharing all the many reasons why you stay up at night. And of course, it all ties in. I've had shows on dreams and why, and I think one of the most important things, as you mentioned earlier in the show today, is starting way back with the night before of, you know, how to clear, what tip would you have, Anne, in clearing energies before you go to bed so you can really have that dream state be a beautiful journey versus a nightmare?
Yeah, well, for most of us, I would say unplug at least for an hour before bed. So turning off your phone, your computer, movies, you know, unless there may be more on the positives. I wouldn't watch any negative or, you know, violent movies before bed. And I would maybe put on some peaceful music or take a bath or do some stretching. And each person will find their own ritual. Maybe a couple drops of lavender on the feet or on the pillow are nice. But really consciously going to bed, and going to bed before you're exhausted. So you're going to bed with intention. That might sound kind of funny, but not just crashing and going, okay, I hope I, you know, nothing bad happens to me in the night because I'm just so exhausted I fall in my bed. Really creating that nurturing space for yourself.
Sure. Do you think is there any particular meditation or clearing technique, like an intentional, like I'm clearing myself of the day, I'm clearing, and do you go back in your mind and I mean, there's several techniques out there in terms of whatever the day, good, bad, or ugly, that you take it and, you know, you wrap it, place in the light or whatever. I just wondered how you go about clearing the energies of the day.
Yeah. Well, one technique I can lead our listeners through in a minute, but it's like making a bubble. And I do this with my daughter, and I'll say, is there anything you didn't like today? And we'll imagine, like, you know, the bubble, like the jar of bubbles with the magic wand that we all had when we were kids.
Oh, yeah.
It's like that. And I'll say, picture a bubble, right? And make a bubble. And what happened today that you didn't like? And she'll say, I didn't like the noise from the juicer. Or I didn't like the man working outside or whatever. And put my boo-boos in it. And then, you know, we adults can put our boo-boos in it too. Things that hurt us, things that upset us, things that we felt stressed about, and put it in that magic bubble and then send it off to the edge of the horizon and just see it go pop, you know, and just dissolve in light.
Well, I'd love to do another show on ways to support children, and because you're bringing back memories. My older daughter is going to be 15, but I remember back in the day when she was 3 years old, they had these things called boobaberas, and they were ice pack shaped like a bear. And I remember doing the same thing, and it was put all your pain into the boobabera and let the boobabera take your pain away. So, like, boy, you just brought back a flashback for me. It was, thank you for that. It goes fast.
Right. And kids are just so quick to do it.
Yes. They want it, you know, like they want, if you give them the platform to express and really clear that, I think just talking alone is enough to help kind of clear it out of the consciousness. But I do think whether it's children or adults alike, that you start fresh, not the next day is a new day, but that the night, you know, let it start clearing in that night sleep, that night journey, and let the day go. So thank you for all that tips.
I asked my daughter, what color, like, do you want to surround, you want to put a color in our room? Like, what color would make you feel good tonight? And she'll say, oh, I want our room to be pink. So we'll fill our room with pink light before we go to sleep.
Oh, I love that. So is that color therapy? The hues of colors are so important, and they evoke that. Any other pieces for that before we get into this wonderful meditation? I'm very excited to share that with the audience.
Well, along those lines, I would say, just to reiterate what I said in the first segment, we always fill in. It's important to fill in after you clear. And filling in is your best protection anyway. Your very best psychic protection is to decide at the beginning of your day or regularly to reorient to, who am I? What do I like? What fills me up? So if that's surrounding your body with a color, whether that's playing your favorite music, whether that's doing what really enlivens you in your life, that is your very best psychic protection. And if you do that, you won't have so much to clear because you'll be full of yourself.
I love it. Thank you. And, you know, one of the pieces that you mentioned earlier today is that obviously Howard and I are very much into music, and music, of course, is such an incredible medium for shifting energies. All someone needs to do is put on their favorite songs. But even like you said, with, you don't put on metal or, you know, punk rock in the middle, you know, you put on something soothing or kirtan or new age, and, you know, go out and, you know, explore some of the beautiful. There's so many magical musicians out there sharing their gifts, and they all have codes and frequencies that are intentionalized for you. So that would be my tip, if I could throw one in there as well.
And once in a while, you might say a prayer and put on the metal and say, God, I've got some anger to clear out. You know, give me 5 minutes and, you know,
Well, you know what? That is actually an excellent point. And I recently did some journey work with a dear friend, and that was part of the process was, yeah, I feel like I got to loosen up something. I don't know if it's mine or not, but I got to clear it from my field. And we just cranked some hip hop, you know, and some hip hop in the words, and everything was like guttural, and she felt better. So I'm thrilled. Thank you for sharing that. All right, so we have a few minutes left here. So what would you suggest we offer the wonderful listeners out there on a meditation? And I love the idea of offering that, because you can do a meditation for a minute, 10 minutes, as long as you need, right? There's no, like, I don't want people to always have the feeling like, oh, I got to go into meditation, and they're required to do it for 2 hours. So tell us a little bit about your type of meditation theories.
Yeah. So do you want me to talk about it, or do you want to just go into it?
Either way. Yeah. I don't know. Whatever you want to do is fine with me. Let's go into it. Is excellent.
Okay. Okay, yeah, because I've been sharing a few techniques, and maybe we can just give the audience a little taster. And yeah, I believe any amount is better than nothing. So just the fact of dropping in for a minute can be so helpful. So let's all just close our eyes. And just check in with your breath, check in with your body, notice your exhales, letting your belly come into the spine as you empty out. And then as you inhale, you can push the belly out, sit a little taller, and exhale, soften. And then as you exhale, and as you just sit and breathe, and everybody's going to breathe in their own pace, just imagine that you can create a big tree trunk that begins to grow out of your hips. And make this really big and strong and hollow, and send that tree all the way down and see the roots just growing into the center of Mother Earth. And as you exhale, just know that you can start to release any stress out of your body down that tree trunk. We'll call this the grounding cord. And letting go of your day, letting go of anybody that you're close with, perhaps your mother, your father, your partner. You're not letting go of the relationship by any means. You're just clearing out whatever's there that you don't need to hold. Maybe stick your tongue out or press your lips together. A little deeper clearing. And then we can create that bubble that I mentioned. And just in your mind's eye, just imagine maybe 4 feet out in front of you have one of those magic soap bubbles. Put a magnet in there. Just imagine that bubble is completely magical and it's just going to start to pull out of you. Like suction, anything you're holding that you don't need, and you can take it up or down or around. And there may be things you consciously know you need to let go of. Emotions you're stuck on, a particular problem or stress. And there may be things you don't know. And you might notice, oh, a certain part of my body feels better, or, you know, wow, I feel a little tingle here. Some of you are going to see. Some of you are very clairvoyant. You're going to see a picture in the bubble. You're going to see it turn red or brown or blue or black or whatever. And just play with it. Be like a child. Be curious. Take one more deep breath in and out, and let this be just the completion of whatever you're clearing at this point. Let the bubble start to float away. Hold, taking all your garbage, anything you didn't need, back. And I'll shift that. We don't need to call it garbage, but it's just stuff you don't need, right? It's going to get cosmically recycled. Send it off to the edge of the horizon as far as you can see. See it get smaller, 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 and then pop in a burst of light. And then if you want to imagine looking through your mind's eye, through the crown of your head, through the top of your head, just imagine that you could see a gigantic sun above your head, like the sun in the sky. Let it be 3 times bigger than your body. Let it be so full, so radiant. Let this represent your inner light, the unique you, calling back your energy from other people, calling back your light and attention from the future and from the past and from other places and other dimensions and who knows where. Just all your power that you gave away, all your life force that you forgot about, all the amazing things about you that you forgot about, and also calling in support and whatever you need to receive, whether you know what that is or not. And just see the sun get so full and so bright. One deep inhale as you allow that sun to wash through you and receive that light into every cell of your body, into your blood, your bones, your DNA, your organs and glands. Let it fill everything that you released, all those places that you cleared out. Let it just refill those places with you. So when you go back into your day, you're full. Let it surround you above and below, right and left, front and back, 360 degrees. And as you're ready, you can stretch and just open your eyes, feeling your light, noticing your radiance.
Wow. Thank you.
You are so welcome.
That was as perfect could be. So thank you for that. Thank you for sharing your light and your love today and your beautiful wisdom. For more information, thank you. For more information, you can visit floweringsoul.com. If you want to enjoy the work, the gathering of beautiful, like-minded individuals and souls coming to celebrate finding their life of enchantment in yours, come to the event, the retreat on October 22nd through the 25th. And we wish you a blessed rest of your weekend, and work on experiencing what it is to clear energies for good, and lots of love. All the best. break. Sovereign being of light. We walk as a sovereign being of love. We walk as a sovereign being of love. We walk as a sovereign being of joy. We walk the sovereign being of joy. We walk the sovereign being of joy. We walk the sovereign being of joy. Grace. Sovereign being of light. We walk as a sovereign being of light. Grace. Done through the purity of the frequency of grace.